Hi, and welcome to my talk. We're going to talk about how to embed Python in Go with almost no serialization and very little memory. My name is Miki Tebeka. I work and own 353 Solutions, where we do some consulting and a lot of training in both Python, Go, and the scientific Python stack. I've been working with Python for about 24 years and Go from the very beginning, 11 years. And I'm also one of the organizers of GopherCon Israel and the Go Israel meetup. And I used to organize the PyCon Israel meetup. So the question is, why? Why do we want to use both Go and Python in the same project? We have Go. It's a great language. There's a lot of libraries. So why should we use another language in it? And as Scotty says, use the right tool for the right job. Go is great at high concurrency, at servers, API endpoint. But when it comes to data science, Go is years away from Python. Yes, we have GoNum and friends, but it's not the same. The Python ecosystem is much, much richer. And chances are your data science team is working in Python. Converting code from Python back to Go will take time, and it's also a risky operation. So why not enjoy both worlds? Rewrite and do the heavy lifting in Go and use Python for the data science stuff. The question is then, why not RPC? Start a Python server on HTTP or gRPC and then call it from Go. And this is an awesome solution. If you can do that, by all means, go that path. It's much easier. It's much more structured and you will have way less errors when you do that. But sometimes you have very strict performance requirements. And in these cases, we need to think about something else. Every time you do an RPC call, these RPC calls mean that you need to do serialization, a network call, and then deserialization on the other side, do some work. And then to send back the data, the result, you need to do again serialization, another network call, and another deserialization. And this takes time. So if you can eliminate that, this can save us a lot of time and the time spent will be only on the actual work and not the communication. So how are we going to do it? We're going to use C as a glue between Python and Go. And we have on the Go side, we have CGo, which we all know. And Python, the Python that we are using is called CPython. Because it's Python implemented in C. There are other Pythons as well, right? There is Jython, which is Python written in Java. There is PyPy, which is Python written in Python, and a lot of times it's faster than CPython, and several other ones. The CPython has an extensive C API. Most of the time, people use the C API to write extension to Python. You identify that some code is too slow in Python, you rewrite this code in